Hey, Sharks fans. Thanks for tuning in to another podcast from TealTownUSA.com. In this episode, we speak with former San Jose Sharks and Barracuda goalie Troy Grosnick about his time in San Jose, playing for his hometown Milwaukee Admirals as part of the Nashville Predators organization, and fun with sports logos.
I am Eric Kura alongside AJ Strong, and joining us, still weird to say, property of the Nashville Predators, goaltender Troy Grosnick. How are you, good sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for joining us. It's a kind of a funny story on how we got this whole thing set up. We were talking about sports logos, mainly the sudden revelation of the... You and I kind of go back a little bit as members of the... Chris Creamer, sportslogos.net community.
Yeah, I it's something I always, obviously being a sports fan, and it's something for whatever reason that when I was a little kid, I always drew up logos and jerseys, and my brother and I, you know, we got a kick out of doing that, and then we'd go down to the basement, and whether it was a baseball league that we just drew up or a hockey league that we just drew up, we'd start playing games as these teams, and then as the internet started to progress a little bit, I tried to do some stuff online, and then I ended up finding the sports logos site, Chris Creamer's sports logo site there, and was pretty active in it for a while. It was actually kind of funny because we had a little trouble doing the technology here to get all together, but it was actually one of the reasons that I stopped really doing anything with the site, was because I was playing in junior hockey. My laptop bummed out, and I had no more access, so I kind of went missing there. But it is something, you know, it's something that I always found cool, and it's funny too with the sports logos things. When I was at Union, Josh Juris and I would always we actually talked about how we both used to do that same thing. He would draw up logos when he was a little kid, so. We had a lot of time off for Christmas break that we were actually still playing hockey, and we'd go on to NHL, you know, whatever the latest NHL was, like NHL 13 or whatever, and we'd start just designing jerseys, and we'd sim years and years of games with our creative team. So it's a lot of fun.
Is there a way, like, whether it's, I don't know, PlayStation or... I don't know. I mean, I know there's some, you can play some of the NHL games on a PC, Xbox. If you like make your own specific logo, is there a way you can like load that in and play with that crest? Because if there isn't, there should be.
Yeah, I don't know if there is. I mean, when we were doing that online, or with the NHL, we would just build off whatever logos they had and kind of create our colors. And, you know, we kind of had to go through their parameters, but you're absolutely right. Like, you know, some of the logos I drew, I was way better at drawing them by hand and never really had the technology to, you know, create anything super cool other than, you know, taking my time in Microsoft Paint back in the day and trying
yes.
to write stuff up. But, I was always one of those guys that I just kind of did them by hand, and, you know, it's super cool, but like that Chris Creamer's sports logos community, all the concepts that guys do, it's amazing, some of the abilities that people have. But I would love to be able to, you know, do something like that, and like you said, put it into an NHL game. It would be super cool.
Yeah. When did you figure out that the Brewer's glove was in fact made of from an M and a B?
I knew just growing up in Milwaukee, I think it was almost something that I was like brought up in, like my dad would call it the MB glove logo. So I don't remember a time it not being an M and a B, to be honest. So it's kind of funny to me when people just see, oh, I'm just seeing that. Or now being in Milwaukee, we actually got to go to a couple Brewers games, with the team, and, guys like saying something like, I like the logo, like the glove. It's kind of cool. And I was like, well, you know, it's like an M and a B too. And they're like, no way. And I was like, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm actually ironic that you were talking to, because you wore one of my concepts. I'm actually wearing it. The Barracuda jersey from last year. So that was a total kick out of it. And it's just shocking and awe when you see your own stuff come from pen and pencil, or in this case, Photoshop, to real life. And thank goodness you beat Grand Rapids that day, because that would have been awesome. That would have been rough on me.
It's a cool jersey. It's one of those things. I feel like I'm in the minority or not, but playing in the minor league, some of the jerseys that you have to wear, it's kind of like, are we seriously wearing this today? So it was one of the pleasant surprises to be able to wear that jersey. Is a specialty jersey, one that was, you know, obviously well concepted and conceptualized and looked good on the ice. So yeah, it was definitely a bonus seeing that be the jersey that we were wearing that day, instead of we've worn some crazy ones, like the dog ones, and I think they have their lifeguard ones this year. You know, the Christmas sweater ones. Like, it's just like, all right, like, do we have to wear these ones today? You know, whatever makes them happy, you know, we'll do it. But it's kind of funny, like, it was definitely one of the best alternate jerseys I wore in the minor leagues.
Thank you. In regarding to, like, goaltender masks, kind of transition over to that, are you thinking of what you want in particular, or is it in a certain way you go about it with your mask and such?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like once I find something I like, I tend to stick with it. That's why my Sharks mask really haven't changed at all. My Union mask didn't really change at all. I've been wearing a white mask with the Admirals and the Predators, just because of time constraints on painting. But I already have my concept done for my mask. And I've just kind of, I trust, I've been working with the same guy, Todd Miska. He's based out of here in Minnesota. I've been working with him ever since junior. So we have a pretty good understanding of what I like. And so I kind of give him the basic idea, and I let him take the artistic side of it and see what is probably going to work the best out of the broad idea that I have. So kind of trust the artist on that point, and he's never done me wrong. So
whose mask right now do you think is the best in the NHL? Who's the one you look at and you go, okay, that was a great idea?
I don't know about now. Like, I guess I mean, I watch a lot of hockey, but I don't know if I necessarily pay attention to masks as much as I did when I was like a little kid. But I remember I always loved the Patrick Lalime mask with the Marvin the Martian when he was in Ottawa. I just thought it was a great idea, a great concept. So I always loved those masks. I really like Jonesy's mask with the tie in the chin. I think that was kind of a cool idea. You know what? Like, I think, I'm trying to think who else I really like. I've tended to start to like kind of like the simpler ideas, and I feel like a lot of them have gotten to the like a crazy level now. With I will say the crazy level, I did like that first like glow in the dark mask that Bishop did with the lightning. I thought it was clean and simple, but then still had that little flare where it lit up in the dark. So those are some of the masks that I can think of that I really thought those are sharp.
Yeah, I remember a few times looking at Eddie Belfour's going, man, that is way too busy.
Yeah. So actually it's funny. And we're talking about hidden things in masks or logos. Eddie Belfour, the eagle, it says eagle in it. I don't know if you guys ever realized it or anything.
That I didn't remember.
But so Eddie Belfour, some of the later, I don't know, definitely by the time he was in Dallas, he was doing it. But if you look at where the head and kind of body of the eagle would come together. It says eagle, and just kind of hidden in the plumage.
Oh, wow. So I just pulled up a picture of it.
And actually, he worked with actually the same guy that I work with. He worked with Tom Miska, too.
Very cool. Yeah. I did not know that. I'm just looking at that right now. That's pretty awesome. Those little synchrosyncs is what we get a kick out of, of it all, for sure.
Well, it's like, looking at the, when they revamped the Sharks logo, and you could see, and, you know, if you, it's hard to explain, especially if you're listening to this audio-wise, but just that you can make out an S and a J in the body of the shark.
Right.
You know, it's those little things. Even the that new secondary logo, it has like an S and a J underneath the body and the neck of it. So that's those graphic guys. It's so funny, the little subliminal things that, you know, like you were saying with the Milwaukee Brewers, some people it just goes right over their heads, and there's other guys that go, oh my God, what a simple yet fantastic idea.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of the things that when you can tell it's not, you know, it was thought of, but it wasn't, you know, you didn't have to go over the top to make it fit in. It just kind of fits perfectly. I think those are the types of, actually another one of my favorites is actually the Capitol shoulder patch with the eagle, but the Capitol building coming up in between. I think it's just a beautiful idea and a beautiful execution.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, should we move away from logos and on to your time with the Sharks? And I don't know who was like more annoying, Stalock, Dell. I mean, okay, I'm kidding.
No, I love both those guys. Kept in touch a little bit with both of them. Al's obviously here. He's on the other side of the cities. He's on the other side of St. Paul. He's east side. I live west side Minneapolis. So. We still run into each other at least a couple times a summer. Talk to Deller once in a while. Both great guys. And, it's one thing that I loved about the Sharks organization was they do a great job of bringing in good character guys. Can't even think of, you know, a time that we really had any issues in the locker room, even down with the Barracuda. It's just a lot of good guys. And, yeah, I think when you surround yourself with good people, good things happen. So, it's definitely time that I look back on and I cherish. And, I wouldn't have traded those 4.5 years for anything.
Well, I mean, I would say that you had one of the more notable debuts as a Shark.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's special. Is one of those kind of, you know, just... for whatever reason, everything was working that day. Got a little lucky, got a little good, and it's something that I'll never forget. And it's definitely something that just being able to share that with my parents and my now wife, my brother, just my family, it was definitely very, very cool. And unfortunately, weren't able to carry it over to Buffalo the next game, but that's the way it goes. And, you know, hopefully, it's kind of been my motivation to get back to that level. And, hopefully that happens.
Now, I mean, Eric, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't Grossnick's NHL debut shutout the first for the Sharks since Nabby at the Pepsi Center?
I believe so. Oh. I believe so. In 45 saves against Carolina. I mean, 45 saves in any game, it is great, but to have that as your debut, that's so cool. And I was so jacked up for you when that occurred. But yeah, you've moved on to the Nashville organization and playing in Milwaukee since it's pretty close to your hometown. What's it like playing so close to where you grew up?
It's been another thing that was really cool. Actually, it's kind of funny. When I did get traded, Joe Will kind of called me over the side and said, "Hey, I got to talk to you." And it was kind of weird. one of the first right around the trade deadlines that I was like, I'm pretty set. I'm relatively safe, I thought. And, you know, I guess that's kind of when things happen, but it definitely blindsided me. And even when he said, I need to talk to you, I didn't think anything of it. I thought we were just going to talk about something or other. I don't even know, but Joe's always around the locker room. So it's not that weird for him to want to speak to you. And, but then when we went up to the office, I knew something was going on. And, when they first told me like traded, like it was emotional. And then they told me to Nashville and to Milwaukee, you know, it definitely softened that blow. Just being able to be close to family and, got to Milwaukee. Everyone was great. It was definitely when I stepped in the locker room the first time is a little bit of, you know, it was emotional too, just cause all the teams that I grew up watching, they're all the pictures are on the wall. So it's just like, I remember that team, you know? And, so it was kind of cool and got over that the first day and kind of settled in and just tried to get to business as usual. The first week I was actually stayed at my parents' house, slept in the same bed I grew up sleeping in.
So nice.
It was kind of funny. Instead of, you know, waking up and going to school and then going to the rink, I was just waking up and going to the rink. So it's kind of a unique opportunity. And then my wife and son were able to get out. We just got an apartment literally 10 minutes from the house I grew up in and finished out the year. So it's very cool. It's something that I'm proud to be the first native of the Milwaukee area to play for the Admirals. But at the same time, I'm just kind of doing my thing and not going to put any added pressure on me. But obviously, I do want to be, you know, an ambassador for not only the youth program there, but the Admirals organization as a whole.
Definitely. And at the same time, continuing to your domination in the AHL, and hopefully that gets you up into the NHL with the Predators for sure.
Yeah, that's always the goal. Any guy in the AHL obviously wants to be playing in the NHL full time. And, you know, I think I'm in a good spot that, you know, I think I'll have an opportunity with the organization. And ultimately it's one of those things as I've turned kind of from the young guy in the league into a little bit more of a veteran now, going through ups and downs, the more I've realized you can only control so much. So, you know, at this point I'm just kind of concentrating on having a good summer, getting a good summer training in, and then coming into camp just raring to go and ready to have a good year. As long as I do that, you know, I can't control what happens up top when it comes to injuries or guys performing well or not well. So I can only control how I play. So I'm going to do everything I can to, you know, come in and have another good year.
Definitely. Well, we miss you out in San Jose. We appreciate the years, memories with the Sharks and Barracuda. And I know the fan base appreciate everything you put in over the years, whether you were in teal, black, or orange.
Or in a lifeguard jersey.
Yeah, yes. I didn't actually have to wear those. I got traded before them, but it was a couple weeks after I got traded, and I saw the jerseys, and I gave them a little crap to the guys that were still on the team. Like, how'd you guys like wearing those ones? But yeah, I definitely enjoyed all my time in San Jose and in Worcester, and it's awesome to play for such a passionate fan base, and you know, just not only passionate but just very kind. And you hear, just having friends around hockey, you know, they're, you can hear horror stories. And you know, I think that it's just one of those fan bases in an area of the country that, you know, just good people. And you know, as a player, that's, you know, those are the best types of people to have cheer you on, you know. And it does make you go out and perform a little bit better, because you know how passionate Sharks and Barracuda fans are about their hockey team. So, yeah, definitely times that I'll never forget and we'll never take for granted.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Troy. I know it took a little bit of a technology wonder to make this happen, but we appreciate you coming on with us. You can find Troy on Twitter at tgross1. And is there anything else you'd like to promote or anything? Any other social media? Are you on the Instagram too? Or
yeah, I'm on Instagram. I don't really use it too much. Twitter's kind of my thing. Instagram just kind of for my wife to take me in pictures of our kid. I feel like so. Yeah, I don't really use Instagram a lot. I'm a big Twitter guy. Nothing else to promote. Just want to say thanks, guys, and hopefully we get the MB awareness out there.
Awesome. Thanks for coming out, man.
Thanks, guys.
Take it easy.